American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Gavin Malone, you're in Shercock in County Cavan. How are you?
How's things, Dave? How are you?
You're from Shercock.
I'm from, well, yes. I moved to Shercock about 12 years ago.
All right. Well, you wouldn't mistake the Cavan accent there, to be fair.
I'm there a while now. It's in me now.
Kabir, where are you right now? Letterkenny?
I'm up in Letterkenny, yeah.
What are you doing?
I work in delivering school furniture all over the country.
No way!
Letterkenny's on the map today.
On the map today, right. And so is that like desks, chairs, other things they need around the school?
Everything. Anything that goes into a school, we do.
That's brilliant. What an interesting job. Say again?
Apart from teachers.
Apart from teachers, okay. Yeah, you can't deliver them in a self-assembly box. That wouldn't be right.
No.
How are you in terms of music, Gavin? Are you a music fan?
I am a music fan, yeah. I like music. I like all types of music. But I'm not going to say it too much because I'll probably choke now.
I hear you. All right, well, look, let's jump into round one and see how you're going to do.
Okay.
Round one.
So three categories to choose from, Gavin. You can have 11s, Beat It, or Singing in Your Seat. Three categories to choose from. Which one do you like the sound of?
Go for Beat It.
Beat It. Okay. Beat It, a song with a famous, iconic intro. And that's what I'm going to ask you about now. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you as many questions as I can about songs with iconic intros. And your time starts now. Come On, Harry, We Want to Say Goodnight to You is the intro to which song? As It Was. The song Seven Nation Army has an iconic intro, but who is it by? White Stripes. Which Madonna song opens with a violin? Is it Papa Don't Preach or Like a Virgin?
Papa Don't Preach.
It is. Don't Look at Me is the opening line to which Christina Aguilera song?
Pass.
Beautiful. Pink Floyd's song Comfortably Numb was covered by which pop band in 2004? Sister Sisters. Finish the song title. Block Rockin' What?
Eat.
Yes. What instrument is the focus of the intro to Careless Whisper?
Guitar.
No, saxophone. Rather Be is a duet between Clean Bandit and who?
Pass.
Jess Glynn. Is the Sex Pistols song called Pretty Vacant or Pretty Full?
Pretty Vacant.
It is. The song Feel Good Inc. features a laugh. Who is the band?
Gorillaz,
yes. Oh, just in time for the drums.
Ooh.
You picked it up there at the end now. Hang on a second. Let's do a count there. Four is your score, Gavin. Four.
Okay.
Listen, we'll see how it got changed now as we jump into the bonus round.
Yeah.
Bonus round.
Okay, so the game we're playing in the bonus round is the last few notes. So these are the last few notes of famous songs, and your ones are the songs that have iconic intros, okay?
Okay.
So I need the artist and title of each one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's your first one. What's that?
That is the Cranberries. Zombie?
Zombie is right. Well done. That's a point in the board. Well done. Okay, let's try this one.
I know it. I can't think of it.
It's Anne Lee and Two Times is the name of that song. Okay, and try this one. What's that?
Is it Queen? No,
it's not Queen. That's Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine, that one was. Listen, 4+1 gives you a fine score of 5, Gavin. So it might be enough to get you through to the final. We won't know until Bernie has a go. She's in Duro, standing by the phone, ready to give it a bash. But listen, congratulations on getting a score of 5. So stay on the phone there. We'll see how Bernie does.
Master.
Now, Gavin Malone from Shercock in County Cavan managed himself a score of 5. We're going to Duro now to find Bernie Nevin. How are you, Bernie?
Hello.
Bernie, I've got good news for you.
What is it?
Apparently, you're a musical genius because your brother Donny's been on. Says,
oh, Jesus.
No pressure, Bernie.
Don't compare me to him, please.
He's texting straight away. Why is he a musical genius?
He'd be pretty good, all right, yeah.
Well, let's see.
He fancies his chances, so yeah, it's game on between me and him.
Okay,
That would be an interesting round.
I was going to say, we might have to get you both on another time, but let's see how you do against Gavin, first of all. We'll jump into round one.
Round one.
You get to choose from two categories now, Bernie, because you can't have Beat It. Gavin took that, but you can have either 11s or Singing in Your Seat. What would you like?
Oh, Singing in My Seat.
Singing in Your Seat, right. These are songs from movies and musicals.
Oh, God.
60 seconds on the clock. Tony's laughing at you. Here we go. City of Stars appeared in which musical?
Oh,
La La Land. Finish the song from Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the...
Boy?
Yes. Which Coolio song featured in Dangerous Minds?
A Gangster's Paradise.
Yes. Name the iconic song from Peter Cetera as used in The Karate Kid.
Oh, pass.
Glory of Love. Complete the Mike Oldfield song title, What Bells?
Bells.
No, Tubular Bells. Jay-Z sampled Hard Knock Life in his 1998 song. What musical is it originally from?
Annie.
Yes. Doris Day sang Que Sera Sera. What's the next line?
Whatever will be.
Yes. Name the massive song from Keyless Settle.
Pass.
This Is Me. True or false, Michael Jackson covered the Beatles song Come Together for the movie Moonwalker.
False.
No, it's actually true. And there's the drums. So come here, same as Gavin, you got yourself a score of 4.
Oh.
So now we're going to jump into the bonus round. You need more than one.
Bonus round.
So same as Gavin, these are the last few seconds of famous songs, but they're all featured in movies. That's your kind of extra little bit of a clue there. So I need the artist and title of each one. What is this? What's that?
I don't know.
That's Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry, and that was in Back to the Future. Okay, try this one.
Pass
as well. That one is Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2. Okay, and try this one now. This is to tie it up into a tiebreaker. What song is that?
Is it Ariana Grande? Do I the movie or the title?
I want the song title, but I can put you out of your misery because it's not Ariana Grande. That's The Cardigans and Love Fool. That was from the movie Romeo and Juliet. And unfortunately, with 0 in the bonus round, Bernie, your score of 4 is only enough to get you a Dave Moore mug. I can't put you through to the final, but I will send you out a Dave Moore mug. And you can enjoy a cup of tea or coffee out of that, all right?
Lovely. Thanks so much.
All right, Bernie, thanks for playing.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye. Gavin, you there?
I'm here.
Right, you did it. 1 point is all it needed. Your score of 5 has got you through to the final, so we're going to test your musical knowledge on the radio in a couple of seconds and see if you've got what it takes to be a music master.
Music Master.
Now, Gavin Malone, how are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. You are through to the final of Music Master. You're a genius so far.
I don't know about that.
Listen, you're delivering the furniture into the schools. Are you currently pre or post delivery in Letterkenny?
I'm sitting outside the school right now.
We're delaying the delivery, right, by playing Music Master. Well, let's get down to business then and do the final round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Final round. But Gavin, in the final round, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist, and your job is to identify them within 10 seconds. You'll get the year they're born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, okay?
Okay.
The year is 1981. The place is Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA. And the lyric is, skip the petty games, no need for complication.
No, nothing.
Oh, it's Kelly Rowland. The song Work, an absolute belter of a song. Kelly, of course, famously from Destiny's Child. But unfortunately, Gavin, for you, I can't give you all of the prizes because you're not a music master.
No.
But I will send you out a set of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and you can listen to whatever you like on them, all right?
Cool, thanks, Dave.
Right, get in there and deliver the stuff into the school. Fair play to you, Gavin.
Good luck, Dave.
See you, bye-bye. There goes Gavin Malone there from Shercock in County Cavan. Oh, currently up in Letterkenny, but not a music master, unfortunately. Maybe you will be tomorrow. Maybe we'll get one for the final day of the week. I really, really want a music master this week. So come on, if you think you have what it takes, you think you can do it, step up and play. Give you the chance to do it tomorrow. I'll open the lines just before 10 o'clock.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.